Jacksonville, Florida. It's time for another Hour of Power with Apostle Kimberly Daniels. Get ready for a 60-minute experience that will change your life forever.
Well, hello, everybody. We are here live in the studio at Praise 107.9. It's been a while since we've been live in the studio, but I am excited because this is a time of and for intercession. I'm here with my hype man number two, Roger, and we are excited about Jesus. Listen, there's so many things going on, and I know you guys have, I've been getting so much response about enjoying the messages that have been coming on the programs. We want to hear more from you, and we appreciate your response to the messages that have gone forth. But today we wanted to come in the studio to have a time of prayer. I just want to remind those of you who are in the Jacksonville, Florida, Duval County area, Duval, we want to welcome our Facebook family. We got Michael Bester on an event. Benton hastens the event. She's a prayer warrior and intercessor for marriages. And we have Sadia Moore, and we got Sister Candy Doherty. Wow, we got Miss Lee on Facebook Live. So for those of you who are listening, for those of you who are over the airways, for those of you who are on Facebook Live, go ahead and share this post. I want you to go and get your young people around the computer, around the phone, around the radio, in the car, wherever they are, because we want to expound on and pray about protection and a supernatural hedge of protection around our seed and around our children. You know, let's pray, and then we're going to ask those of you who would like to call in. You will have opportunity to call in at 904-831-1079. That's 904-831-1079. Go ahead and jot that number down, because we're going to give you an opportunity to call in and specifically ask for prayer. But right now, let's grab a hold of the horns of the altar, get under the spot where the glory is coming out, and let's touch and agree for our cities. Father, we bless you. We glorify you. We thank you for every mother, every father, every brother, sister, and relative that's listening to this broadcast. God, we thank you for the anointing that's coming upon your people from the north, south, east, and the west. God, we thank you for favor that's upon us as we share the gospel of Jesus Christ, as we share the good news. And God, we bless you for the work that you have begun in us, that you will bring it to fruition, that which we are believing you for today. And God, we know that there are many families that have lost loved ones, and they had suffered some interruptions in their families. And God, we just thank you that as you speak by your spirit, that you'll reveal the things to us that we need to bring up before your altar as a people, as we touch and agree. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Amen. I just want to bring to your attention, a lot of times we focus on prosperity, and prosperity is something that we can experience in our lifetime. And we all want to be prosperous. And, you know, God has called us to be prosperous. And we know that the blessings of the Lord are yea and amen, and that the blessings of the Lord will run you down and take you over. But I am telling you, I don't want to be blessed and leave my seed behind. So I want to go past prosperity into posterity. Posterity is that which you leave in the earth realm to carry on your legacy. And I just want to start out right now, and I just want to speak a word before I begin to talk about some of the things that our young people have been going through and that we want to bring before the altar and touch and agree about. The Bible says that one of us can put 1,000 to flight and 2 10,000. So can we touch and agree? But I want you to hear this word on posterity. Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you for the vision to build your house. Jesus, we acknowledge you as the head of our houses. And we bless your holy name for the posterity and favor that you've released unto us. Now, out of that posterity, we receive, out of that prosperity, we receive the posterity that has been willingly released from our spiritual leaders, from our natural generational bloodline. And we promise that we will continue to build the vision of God through our inheritance. God, we draw from the anointing that's upon our lives, and we receive a double portion of the generational blessing of the mantle that is falling from us unto our children. In the name of Jesus, we receive command authority that will cause a command blessing to follow us wherever we go for the rest of our lives. And may the anointing of God rest heavy upon all that we pursue. Let blessings and favor and wisdom and prosperity and posterity and understanding be our portion from the top of our heads to the bottom of our feet. Let our children's children's children partake of this inheritance. We decree and declare that the lines of the Spirit have fallen upon us in sweet and agreeable places, upon me, upon my children. And we decree and declare that we have a good heritage. 1,000 may fall to one side, 10,000 to the other. But as the words of our mouths hold weight in the Spirit, we say that we will be good stewards of our inheritances, and we will be guardians of that which the Lord has promised us generationally. We decree and declare that our spiritual bloodlines are contagiously blessed. And God, I thank you that our offerings unto you and our prayers unto you and the words that we speak unto you and to each other will be from a whole and blameless heart. God, I thank you that because of the people that are listening now, that are willing, that are obedient, and that are committed, I thank you that the people will rejoice. Father, we bless and we adore you, and we decree and declare greatness, power, glory, victory, and majesty forever. God, we acknowledge that the heavens and the earth are yours. This is yours, God, and we say, let your kingdom come and let your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. God, let the words that we speak bring heaven down to earth. God, in your hands are power and might, and with your hands you will make your people great and give strength to all. Thank you, Lord, for the attributes and the things you have begun in us. In Jesus' name, we decree and declare these things. Amen. I just want to say to you that as a minister of the gospel of Jesus Christ and as a leader in this region, I come in contact with a lot of families on a daily and a weekly basis. And I'm just telling you right now that from some of the things that I've been experiencing and I've seeing families to go through, I believe that we need to pull some things in and we need to pray for our children. We need to pray for our seed. We need to pray for the next generation. And I got a next generation blessing, a prayer that I'm going to pray. But today I just want to pray for those family members. And I want you to touch and agree with me. One of my members in my church, Prophet Neil and his beautiful wife, Andrea, they lost their son a few days ago on 9/11. He had a motorcycle accident and he didn't make it out. He was a young man, beautiful young man, like all of our children are. And he was a straight A student at the University of Central Florida, majoring in aeronautical engineering, and on his way to do an internship at NASA. And so with such a great future and promising future ahead of this young man, his life was cut off short. These things that we don't expect. But I also have another friend of mine before this happened about a week ago. She called me and she said, "Pray, my 43-year-old son had a heart attack." He did not make it out of that heart attack. And in less than a week, her 35-year-old nephew, her sister's son, passed away from diabetes. This is not a doom and gloom radio announcement, and I'm not preaching doom and gloom, but what I am saying is time for us to get on our faces and pray for the next generation. I got two GoFundMe accounts on my Facebook right now, and as I was riding down with my mother, just taking care of some errands, you know, someone called me and said that there was an accident on Lim Turner. And just in my spirit, because I just left the area, I began to pray and say, "God, have mercy on whoever's in that accident." And it just happened to be my best friend's friend's daughter and her boyfriend. A truck smashed them into the wall. And I don't know if some of you saw it on the news in the past couple of days, but the young man that was murdered in Arlington, that was my nephew. I mean, he grew up with me. His mother is, we call ourselves sister. He calls me auntie, but they found his, identified and arrested his murderer yesterday. So it's been some challenging times for people, that I'm ministering to, and people are going through some hard times. But I want to say to you that things can really be worse than what we are. The Bible says, enter into God's, into his gates with thanksgiving and to his courts with praise. And I know that no matter what we're going through, no matter what the economic situation, no matter what the political situation is, no matter what we're going through in this upcoming election and all the things that are going on, I want to decree and declare over this city that Jesus is Lord. There are some folk that I prayed for over the past few weeks that I had to pull up everything out of the inside of me to go deep into prayer, because there are no words you can say or no prayers that you can pray that's going to impress anybody when it comes to the loss of a child. But in my spirit, I feel like there are too many young people that are leaving here early. Saints, I don't know if you're hearing me, but I want you to touch and agree with me. We know that God has a timing for everyone's life. He knows every hair on our head, but I want you to touch and agree with me. And I'm sure that I can get a lot of folk to agree with me that we will, that our children will bury us, and they will not, that we will not bury our children. You say, well, this has already happened to some people, but I want you to go ahead and hit those hearts and say, we're going to stand in the gap for those families. We're going to pray. We're going to rise up and be that mighty force in the earth realm that God has called us to be. We want to take that time and pray for the strength of God for each and every one of these families. And there's so much more going on. But the good news is that we have the good news. The good news is that God is still on the throne and Jesus is still Lord. Can we touch and agree? I bind every vortex. I bind anything open in the spirit realm that will cause this domino activity to take place. We plead the blood of Jesus over Duval County and over Jacksonville, Florida. And I want to make some decrees and I want to make some declarations unto the Lord. But I need you. We need to do this together. We need to hold each other's hands in the spirit. The Bible says that there's life and death in the power of the tongue. All things work out for the good of those who love the Lord and are called according to his purpose. But right now, I need you to be a gap dweller, a watcher on the wall, and an intercessor. Saints of God, this is a time that we need to love on each other like never before. This is the time that we need to form that prayer circuit. We need to form that chain link in the spirit, that we will be connected. And I'm going to, in the last minutes of this program, I want to personally pray, and I want to speak into the lives of some of our some of you who call in. But I see someone on Facebook, they're decreeing and declaring that we will live and not die. We decree and declare that our children will live and not die. The Bible says you can decree a thing and it will come to pass. So I have some prayers, and I have my book with me on prayers that bring change. And there's nothing wrong with making some declarations and some decrees for your children. But let me give you a few scriptures. Isaiah 49 and 23. It says, "And kings shall be your foster fathers and guardians, and their queens your nursing mothers. They shall bow down to you with their faces to the earth and lick up the dust of your feet. And you shall know with an acquaintance and understanding based on and grounded in personal experience that I am the Lord. For they shall not be put to shame who wait, who look, who hope for and expect in me." I'm telling you, that scripture has been a foundation of scripture for me and my family, especially as I have been praying for my children and having young men and having a daughter when they're exposed to everything. And this scripture, Isaiah 49:23, that says, "Those who wait on the Lord will not be ashamed." I remember I was sitting in Barbados. I was in Barbados, and I was sitting in a hotel on the beach, and the water was hitting the rocks, and I was my oldest son Michael was going through some things. He was believing God to get into the NFL, and you say that don't sound like a heavy thing, but you know, it's something that when your child has a dream and you want to touch and agree with them, and it seems like everything was going to up. That boy got cut so much he had some cut experiences through the NFL. And so he called me. I was sitting on that porch at that beach, and I had my book From a Mess to a Miracle, and this scripture, Isaiah 49:23, I had a whole chapter on it. And the Lord said, "Read your own chapter of your book." Listen, I want to tell y'all that, guess what? Sometimes we got to sit in the mirror and preach to ourselves. Don't think because we're preachers or because we up front that we have it all together. And I'm telling you, I don't fake it. You know what I'm saying? I'm pretty much one that's like Timex. I take a licking and keep right on ticking and move on to the next thing. It's not my spirit to hold my head down. You know, a woman that's been through so much. You know, but God will strengthen me. But this was one time that I felt like crying. And I said, "God, my child is hurting." And I read this scripture, Isaiah 49:23. "Those who wait on the Lord, they shall not be ashamed. They shall not be damned." That Hebrew word is booshed. I want to know if there's anybody out there right now that, see, what may seem like something so simple to you is big in the lives of our children. And when our children's hearts are heavy, it'll make our hearts heavy. But I tell you, I read that scripture and I got a Holy Ghost boost, and I jumped up and I was on fire for the Lord, because I was holding my head. I was dragging, like when my son was like, "Ain't nothing happening. Ain't nothing happening for me." And I just couldn't lie to him. There was nothing in me that could tell him that anything was going to be different. But let me say this to you. I called him back and I said, "Son, the word of the Lord says that those who wait on the Lord, they will not be ashamed. You will not be damned. You will not be booshed." And I prophesied over him, and I didn't know where he was. I ain't going to tell you where he was. Well, I'd be telling it all. But there was a lady dancing on the table where he was. He was in a place, and he still was sitting there at a party with everything going on, depressed, calling me because he was miserable even where he shouldn't be. I didn't know where he was, but I told him, I said, "The Lord said, wherever you are right now, Isn't that something? Wherever you are right now, son, God said, get up and get out of there. And by tomorrow, and I'm just speaking things that are not as though they were, God's going to move for you. You know, and I felt better, you know, but I didn't see anything. But you know how that's one of the moments, one of the Holy Ghost moments. The next day, my son called me. He was so excited, he couldn't get the words out fast enough. And I was like, slow down. So he said, Mama, it happened. And what happened? He said, Mama, he was at NFL Europe, at NFL Europe tryout. He said, they put me in. See, it's hard to get picked for a team, and they can't even see you practice. And you know, he didn't have an allocation from the NFL, you know. He had on the front of his car, allocated by God, you know, but you have to have an allocation. So they put him in. He said, Mama, and I was running, you know, they put him in the game. And oh, that boy could one thing. He could run and he could run a long time. He ain't missed no ball. He just showed out. He didn't think he was going, you know, this was just NFL Europe, and NFL Europe is pretty big. It's the gateway to the NFL. And boy, he felt good about himself, because after years of being cut, weeks of nobody even letting him come in the game. Why am I talking about this? I'm going somewhere. He said he was walking away from practice and a man walked up to him and said, son, you're pretty good. I like the way your feet move. You're pretty fast. He said, but there's no allocation for you. My son, Michael, was like, yeah, go ahead and tell me what everybody else. He said, you're going to get cut. Yeah, go ahead and tell me. This has been the story of my life. He said, son, but when they cut you, I'm going to pick you up. And so Mike was running around jumping and so happy. And he turned around to the man. He said, you're going to pick me up, sir. Who are you? He said, I'm Bill Belichick of the New England Patriots. Let me tell you something. You're talking about running and shouting, and Bill Belichick flew my son in and put him on that team. Listen, the boy didn't even know how to. He was fast, but he had never been on a real football team. Bill Belichick taught him how to play football. And, you know, Bill Belichick kept cutting him and putting him back. Never he had to go home. He would get cut this day back on the team. I don't know what that was all about. But I remember one day he cut him, and Mike had a dream. I'm saying all this for a reason. I want to encourage you about your young people, and we want to pray for those who have had loss in their family, that even when it looks like you've been cut and everybody's forgotten about you, God got somebody to pick you up. And so Bill Belichick cut him one day, and Mike was very down. He up in New England. He called me. He said, Ma, I had a dream. He said, I dream I was playing for the New York Giants. He said, but I woke up and it was just a dream. It wasn't true. I felt so good praying for that team. And I said, yeah, baby, God got it. You know, you just don't know what to say. And let me tell you, about 2 hours later, Mama! Mike said he got a call, and it was Tom Coughlin. This was no dream this time. From the New York Giants. He said, son, we're going to buy you a plane ticket, and I want you to come, and we want you to try out for the team. Mike was throwing his bags in the car because he was close enough. He said, sir, you ain't got to get me no ticket. I'm on the road. And I want to say this to you. In a time when my spirit has been down, when the young ones that I've seen grow up in my church, I've seen my young man, 22-year-old, who grew up with the twins, who got killed on a motorcycle accident, and it seems like everything is over. I have to have a story of encouragement. I can't end this thing with doom and gloom, but I want to tell you that whatever you're going through out there, God will do the impossible. And why would I use this football story? I'm using this football story because dreams are very real. And whatever you do, just like Michael got up and he had that dream, he said, but it wasn't real. But then he got that phone call. And what came forth in the spirit realm in his dream life manifested in the natural. My life has been like that all the time, you know. I get elected for positions and never and never even know what the city council was. And I got sons that never played football and end up with Super Bowl rings. And you know, I've probably had a really hard time writing in high school, and all my teachers, you know, I went to a all white school for on track scholarship. It was like maybe 15 black people. And I had an English teacher who told me, you will never be a writer. You know what I did? I withdrew from that class because I wasn't going to sit up and fight with a person who told me already before I could even try what I would never do. And guess what? I wasn't the best in English, but I wasn't who that person said I was. And right now I'm sitting here working on my 23rd book, and I don't have ghostwriters. I don't believe in ghosts and demons anyway, but I'm just kidding. But I've written 23 books, and I'm telling you, dreams are real. Don't you give up on your purpose. Encourage your children, whatever it is. Hallelujah. Glory to God that God has for you. You will succeed. And I am telling you that I feel that something big is happening in the spirit realm. You just got to know that those who wait on the Lord, they will not be put to shame. And you know what? In Joshua 17 and 14, the tribe of Joseph spoke to Joshua saying, why have you given us but one lot and one portion as an inheritance, when we are a great abundant people? For until now, the Lord has blessed us. Let me tell you something. Your lot in life is big. You got to know who you are in the Holy Ghost. You got to know what that the favor on you is blowing you up. Psalms 45 and 2 says you are fairer than the children of men. Graciousness is poured upon your lips. Therefore, God has blessed you forever. Psalms 147 and 13 says, for he has strengthened and made hard the bars of your gates, and he has blessed your children within you. Proverbs 8 and 32 says, now therefore, listen to me, O you sons, for blessed, happy, fortunate, to be envied are those who keep my ways. Proverbs 20 and 7, I'm reading from the Amplified Version. It says, a righteous man walks in his integrity. Blessed, happy, fortunate, enviable are his children after him. God is getting ready to bless your children so much it's going to make folk jealous. They will envy what God is doing in the lives of you and your family members. But you got to hold on to the horns of the altar, and you got to know that, guess what? Heaven is your eternal home. You know what? The best thing I could say to some of the folk that are going through, I say, just keep reading scriptures on heaven. Just keep knowing that when the heathen rise up and when they think they're having their way, God will have his day. Proverbs 31 and 28. I am reading from the Amplified Version. It said, her children rise up and call her blessed, happy, fortunate, and to be envied. And her husband boasts and praises her. I just want to say this, that so say to Aaron and his sons, this is the way you shall bless the Israelites. Say to them, the Lord bless you and watch and guard and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon and enlighten you and be gracious, kind, merciful, and giving favor to you. The Lord lift up his approving countenance upon you and give you peace, tranquility of heart, and life continually. And they shall put my name upon the Israelites, and I will bless them. The Lord shine upon you, favors upon you and your house, and your household and your generations. God bless you. Know that your house is the house of Obed-Edom, and the blessings and the favor of the Ark of the Covenant of God is in your house and in your presence. And God wants you to know that you must hold it within your heart that Jesus is Lord. And no matter what the devil does, or how hard times may be, or how hard times may seem, God is working things out for you. Amen. Can you go ahead and put the mic around there? We're gonna ask you to call in. I want to pray. I'm going to pray right now for, I think that's good enough. I want to pray for those who call in. And guess what? If nobody call in, we'll go ahead and close this thing out early. But the number is 904-831-1079. I don't care what you're going through. Let's grow through it. Let's pray through it. God bless you. I love you with the love of the Lord. I hope those of you that are watching on Facebook, you can hear me. We just hooked the mic up to the Facebook. Do we have anybody calling in? We have a caller on the air right now. Caller, you're on the air live.
Hi, good afternoon. How are you today?
Hi, and what's your first name and where you calling from?
Cheryl, I'm calling from Jacksonville, Florida.
Cheryl, okay. And Cheryl, is there anything in particular you want me to pray for?
Yes, I'd like you to pray for me and making a decision in my life. Recently married, 35 days, and considering annulment, which I'm not sure what direction I should go. The heart and the head are in battle, spirit in battle, situation, long distance relationship, but confusion.
Well, let me say this, Cheryl, to you. First of all, I'm honored that you will call me with such a serious decision that you have to make. And I just want to pray by the Holy Ghost. As I pray, I don't believe that I'm in a place right now to give you counsel, but I believe that the word that the Lord has for you will be a seed that will put you in the right direction. And Father God, in the name of Jesus, I lift my sister up before you. God, I see a lot of static around her, like static cling in the spirit, not. I see where there's a lot of distractions and there's a lot of outer interference. And God, I just pray for my sister right now that she will get under the spout where the glory of God is coming out. God, this is such a serious decision. And God, we can't say right or wrong. We don't know left or right. We don't know what the entire situation is. But God, I pray that you will meet her right where she is. God, I thank you that you'll put her in the right place at the right time with the right people. And God, you've done it before. And Cheryl, I see where you're very gifted and talented in making things happen. And you've been making things happen for yourself for quite some time. But God is pulling you to him. He's pulling you off to him like never before. Now, I'm going to tell you, the Bible says what you see is temporal. What you cannot see is eternal. That word temporal is proskairos, and it means getting ahead of the timing of God. And I believe that the word of the Lord unto you is that you need to stand to see his salvation. You can't get ahead of the timing of God by not moving, and you can't get ahead of the timing of God by moving too fast. But this is the thing that I assure you, as you have sought the face of God, and you're not asking me, but you're seeking God, God will give you peace in your heart, because right now you have no peace. And I just see confusion, and I see you taking counsel from too many people. You need to get off to yourself, and I break that assignment right now in the name of Jesus, especially of bad counsel, of false counsel. And I pray that as God has helped you out of some serious situations, he's going to put you in the hands of the right people, because I see a lot of bad counsel around you. And I plead the blood of Jesus over that in Jesus' name.
Thank you so much.
God bless you, sis. All right. That was Sister Cheryl. And she called with a very serious request that we take to heart. Is there anybody else? We had another caller on the air right now. Go ahead, caller. You're live on the air.
Yes, this is Sharon from the Bluff, and I was calling for prayer for my children.
And you, Sharon, from where now?
Pine Bluff,
Arkansas. Yes. All right. Okay, and you're praying for your children. All right, we got that. Thank you for that request. We got another caller on the air. Thank you, Miss Sharon. Thank you. Now we got another caller on the air. Caller, you are live right here, Praise 107.9 with Apostle Kim Daniels. Go ahead.
Hi, Apostle. My name is Denisha, and I was calling for prayer to seek guidance and me reaching out to this new lawyer as far as me getting a patent.
Okay. I can't hear you. Now, you're Denise. You're calling from where?
Jacksonville, Florida.
Calling from Jacksonville. And now, if you could slow down a little bit and maybe back up from your microphone or something a little bit and tell me what your prayer request is.
My prayer request is that for me to get my patent to take off, because the lawyer that I have spoken to about it, I have finally was able to reach out to him, and he told me that he wasn't taking new clients, and so he had referred me to another lawyer, and I'm just kind of...
So you have a legal matter that you need taken care of.
Well, it's not so much as a legal matter, but I'm just trying to seek guidance on whether or not I should speak to this new lawyer as far as me getting a patent done, because...
Oh, so you need a patent done. Okay. So that's what we're praying for. Father, I just thank you right now in the name of Jesus that over this entire legal matter that you will give my sister Denise wisdom. In the name of Jesus, God, I thank you that every door that's supposed to be shut, let it be shut. And every door that needs to be open, open it up. Anoint her hands to do what you put in her heart to do. And God, I thank you that all things will work together for her good according to your will, so that you will get the glory in the end. God, not her will be done, but your will in this situation. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Amen. God bless you, Denise.
Amen.
Amen. We got another caller. Hype man, how many minutes we got left? Wow, we got 21 minutes. We rolling on the river. Go ahead. All right, caller, you're on the air. Give us your name and the city you're calling from.
My name is Portia. I'm calling from Green Coast Springs, Florida.
Okay, your name is Portia?
Yes.
And you're calling from down the street. I need another ink pen. Green Cove. Yes. Springs, we got you. All right, and that's Portia. Go ahead, Portia. What are you calling in for this evening?
I need to save myself from me. People that I encounter, I seem to anger them, and it seems like they don't want me around. So the devil told me not to be around.
Okay, Portia. So what we're going to pray is that God will lead your steps and give you peace, and that what other people think about you won't matter. Because when you're where God wants you to be, that's all that will matter. And I bind anything that's been spoken against your mind, your will, your intellect, or your emotions in the name of Jesus. And I pray the peace of God will rise up on the inside of your spirit as you get closer to God. What men say and think won't matter, but your steps are ordered by the Lord. And I pray that you'll be smack dab in the middle of the will of God. And whoever's to the left of you and whoever's to the right of you, they have to deal with you, because you're a child of the King, an heir of God, and a joint heir with Christ. God bless you, my sister Portia.
Thank you.
All right. We have another caller on the air. You're right here with Praise 107.9. This is Apostle Kim Daniels on the air. Caller, you are live.
Hi, this is Chelsea calling from Columbus, Georgia.
Chelsea from Columbus, Georgia. Go ahead.
Hi, I just needed prayer for my two sons. Right now, me and my husband, we're going through a separation, dealing with a lot of warfare. I've been reading your book, by the way, but just going through a lot of warfare, and I'm just praying for my oldest son. He's been having a little issues. One doctor says it's autism. Another doctor says it's dyslexia, but he's super, super smart. And my son has a relationship with God. He talks to God all the time. I'm just praying that God will just cover him this year and guard his heart concerning the issue with me and his my husband, and that God will mend the relationship between my husband and my younger son. So that God will just, you know, do his way, have his way in the situation. I'm just praying for my kids for that.
And so, Chelsea, you're calling in from Columbus, Georgia, and you're going through a separation.
In my marriage.
Yeah. In your marriage. This is a very difficult time for young people. And And I just want to pray with you. First of all, I pray God's best for you in this situation, and even in this separation, for you to have protection, for you to have provision, and that the power of God will rise up on the inside of you, because this is a strategic time for the enemy to attack your children. But I bind every misdiagnosis and anything spoken over your children that's not so, because a lot of times people, they just speak by books and they're not speaking by the spirit, and they're not really. And I'm not coming up against any medical diagnosis, but I just don't receive diagnosis from men. I have to pray over my children and allow God. And then I like to go to, where I can go and get them some spiritual and some natural help instead of putting them on medication and all of that. And I pray that God will lead you. And I pray for that son, because the enemy always targets one out of a division, a divorce, a separation. He'll target one of the children that he would just put all the weight on. And I pray for that young man. And I say that you will rejoice. And I plead the blood of Jesus over his mind. I bind that spirit of rejection in the name of Jesus. And I just want you to pay real close attention to him and communicate with him, because this is not the time for him to be off by himself. Now, I'm telling you this by the Holy Ghost. You need to ask him about his dream life, and you need to anoint where he sleeps, because I believe that the enemy is attacking him in his dream life and while he's sleeping. But I bind everything that will come through a nightmare spirit, and I bind every demonic visitation that will come to him in his dream life in the name of Jesus. And I pray that he will open up and talk to you about the things that go on when the lights go out, because the enemy has this young man, the enemy has set an attack and an error against him. But I plead the blood of Jesus, and I touch and agree with you and say that as you continue to pray, as you continue to stand in the gap, and I'm going to tell you something, the miracle that's going to happen is that your husband is going to begin to talk, call, and touch and agree and pray with you. And he's going to begin to see the seriousness of the issue, that the enemy is trying to take out his legacy and trying to take out his seed. Now, I bind that wedge right now in the name of Jesus. And I pray that God would touch your heart and God would touch his heart. And I command every demon assigned against this family by the power of the Holy Ghost vested in me to go. And I send you back to the vortexes where you come from in Jesus' name. God, as she anoint her son, as she anoint the phone when her husband calls, God, I thank you that you're sending your anointing all the way to him, that he'll know that the seriousness and the urgency of the agreement between them for this child, because the enemy is not just trying to destroy their marriage, he's trying to destroy their lineage and their legacy. And I curse it to the root in Jesus' name. I pray, amen.
Amen.
God bless you, Sister Chelsea. We're going to keep praying for you.
Okay, thank you.
I love you, sis.
Love you, too.
All right. That's Sister Chelsea calling from Columbus, Georgia. We got another caller on the air. Caller, this is Apostle Kim Daniels. You're on the air live.
Yes, my name is Valerie Thomas West, and I'm calling reference for prayer for my son, Keith Crowder. He was shot in 2016 by JSO down here in Jacksonville. And I'm just praying he go closer to God, because he always connecting with the wrong crowd.
Okay, so this is Valerie Thompson Wilson, and we're praying for Keith. Come on, y'all, let's pray for Keith. And let me say this before we start praying. I'm gonna say, you know, Keith is very gifted. He's a seer, and he can see things before they happen. Ever since he was a little boy, he had this gift, and the enemy fights him at that, because he really draws to peer pressure. So he looks up to the wrong people that are doing the wrong things. But there's a gift on the inside of him that's going to make him a very wealthy young man. And I'm going to pray the prayer that I prayed for my oldest son with you, for Keith. Because God spared his life, and you know that Keith should not be here right now. Not just from the shot with JSO, but there's been a couple of other instances where the enemy could have taken him out. And you know that young people are leaving here every day, but for God's purpose, I'm not going to say for some reason, for God's purpose, Keith has been right where God wants him, and he's working all these things out for his good and for God to get the glory. Father, I thank you right now that you're putting the right people in Keith's path. In the name of Jesus, I bind that spirit that will make him rebellious against his mother, where he talked back to her. He's unruly. He's unmanageable. But I curse that thing to the root, and I say that as she anoint her house, the Jael anointing will come upon her. That ever since the temper tantrums when he grew up, that thing is sent back to the pit of hell in the name of Jesus. God, build this relationship between this mother and this son in the name of Jesus. And God, I thank you for that which is missing out of his life concerning a relationship. The relationship of the father will be restored sevenfold. And what the enemy has meant for evil, God, you turn it around. And I thank you for my sister Valerie right now. And I say that Keith will live and not die. Yes. And God, I thank you that you would put him in a position where this something is going to happen. It's going to scare him straight. In the name of Jesus, I prophesy, decree, and declare that Keith will be scared straight, but he'll live, he'll die, and he'll have a full life. In Jesus' name I pray. Get him, Holy Ghost.
Yes, God.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. I want to take the time, those of you who are on Facebook Live right now, can you go ahead and put your prayer requests for your young people, for your family members, go ahead and put them on the screen. I'm going to be going through this Facebook post, and I appreciate you for touching and agreeing with these mothers that are calling in for their children. And there's going to be so much praise that will resound and testimony that will go out to the people and praise that will go up to God concerning these things that are going on. Right, God is doing something right now. We don't have to wait. I'm telling you, there's a right now anointing. Do we have somebody else on the line? All right, we got another caller. You are live on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, I'm Pastor Kimberly.
Hello.
Hello, are you hearing me?
And your name and the city you're calling from?
I'm calling from Canada, actually. My name is Simone.
We got Simone calling from Canada. All right, yes. Simone, what's up in Canada? How you doing?
I'm okay.
You're okay, okay. Yeah. So what are you calling for?
I'm just seeking prayer for my son, Malik. He's 16 years old, and he ran away from home about 6 months ago. Like, went to live with some people, like, they're doing drugs and all kind of stuff, and I just, like, need prayer for him.
And he didn't come back?
No, he never come back.
All right, y'all, come on, y'all. We got Sister Simone. Listen, y'all, come on. Let's get on the front line. Let's get on the wall. Let's get in the gap. Come on, I need y'all to pray with me. We're not playing. We're praying. This is Simone calling all the way from Canada, and her son Malik ran away 6 months ago. He's 16 years old, and he's involved with people with drugs and all kind of adverse activity. But can you touch and agree? Those of you who are listening out there in Duval County and surrounding counties that are listening by the radio, those of you who are on Facebook, let's pray for this family. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you that there is no distance in the spirit. And God, as our sister Simone has called in by faith, God, just like the woman with the issue reached out and touched the hem of Jesus's garment, God, I can hear the pain in this woman's voice. I can feel her hurt, God, just like it was my child. God, we stand in the gap. We get between the devil and Malik. In the name of Jesus, Malik, we call your name out. We say that you shall not die. We say that you will not end up in prison. We say that you will come off those streets, and we call you back home. Malik, we send the word all the way from America, and we touch and agree with Simone in Canada. Malik, Malik, we command you to come home. And we thank you for the praises, and we thank you for the party of the prodigal. Let the prodigal son anointing come upon Malik. And in the meantime, God, I thank you that Simone will praise you and give you all the honor, the glory, and the praise. And Simone, I want you to put your hand on your chest, and I want you to breathe, sweetheart, because you've been holding your breath for the last 6 months, but the Lord is releasing you to breathe. Come on, open your mouth in, take a breath in and take it out. Right now, those headaches that you've had, they're going away. Those restless nights, they're going away. God's going to give you peace, and he's going to manifest your son's purpose. We say that the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. Malik is just around the wrong people. He will come home, and there will be no harm or hurt to him. God, I thank you that as this woman of God has reached out and grabbed a hold of your hymn, that the virtue has gone out for Malik. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Somebody go ahead and clap and praise the Lord. I feel the anointing of God right now. Baby, thank you for calling me and letting me be a part of this miracle. Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus. I'm praising God with you for Malik. Come on, y'all, put Malik. Say, Malik, we call you home. Put it up on Facebook. Come on, speak it out into the atmosphere. Malik, come back to your mother, Simone, right now in Jesus' name. How much time we got, Hype? We got 7 minutes. We got time for a couple more calls. Do we have another person on the air?
Yes, my name is Anita, and I'm calling from Florida, and I'm calling for my son, Jamel. He has a girlfriend that's been pulling away from God, and right now he doesn't really have a desire for God at all. So I'm calling for prayer.
All right. Thank you. Thank you so much. We got that request. Thank you, Anita, and you're calling from Florida. God bless you. Okay, we got another caller on the air. Caller, you are live. Go ahead.
Hi, my name is Hempis, and I'm calling from North Carolina.
Okay, you're North Carolina, and what was your name again?
Hempis.
Spell that for me. I can't hear. Spell it.
T-E-M-P-E-S-T.
Okay, your name is Tempest. Oh, that's a beautiful name. Y'all, Tempest.
Thank you.
Tempest, put a name on the screen. That's a nice name. Come on, Facebook. Put Tempest. T-E-M-P-E-S-T. Isn't that name? That means storm?
Yeah, baby. It definitely has been a storm for me.
But guess what? You are to be the storm and not in the storm. You're getting ready to wipe some stuff out. Tempest in North Carolina, anything in particular you want me to pray for or you want the folk that are listening to touch and agree with you about?
I just need prayer for my family, prayer for my life. I keep hearing God tell me that he's going to bring me out like the people of Pharaoh. And I just keep going through so much.
Let me tell you something, honey. I just feel like, I mean, I don't know why, but I feel like crying because you have been through so much.
I can
really feel that, you know.
And I have, and it's like when I help people out, I have a good heart.
No, but listen, listen at what the Lord wants to say to you. Just receive it. God is about to blow your mind because your generosity, you reach out to people, and it seems like every time you trust somebody, they stab you in the back or they do something negative. And I see barriers all around you where you feel like you can't trust anymore. But I thank you for calling in. And I'm going to say this to you. That wedge is being removed from around you. Because I see like thick barriers that are around you to keep you from your purpose. And you keep doing what God has called you to do. I hear the word of the Lord unto you is that 1,000 will fall to one side and 10,000 to the other, but no harm will come nigh your dwelling. Honey, there's a book in your belly because you have been through and you got some things to tell. But I want you to hold your head up and keep moving forward. The word of the Lord unto you is don't look back, because if you look back, some things are gonna happen that have happened before. Nahum 1:9 is your scripture. And I hear the Lord saying unto you, no affliction shall come upon you a second time. What you've been through before, you don't have to go through again. But I just need you to move forward and to know that you're under an open heaven. You're under the spout. I can feel God's favor coming to you. Be encouraged and don't you give up. I bind the spirit of suicide. I bind the spirit of depression. I bind the spirits that want to make you give up sometime and say your life is not worth it. But in the name of Jesus, as your name is Tempest, I command you to not just be in the storm, but to be a storm. And as you go forward, you will storm the gates of hell. And that which God has begun, he will bring it to fruition. And what the devil has meant for evil. And I speak this unto you, darling. You listen, the angels are catching your tears and they're going to pour your tears out on a book before God. So listen, this is a time for you to cry. You run out of words. Just cry. And the Lord knows just what you need. God bless you, darling. God bless
you. Thank you. Thank you.
Okay. God bless you. Y'all, that's Tempest from North Carolina. I can feel the anointing on that young lady. I think we got time for one more. One more caller. Carla, you are on the air.
Yes. Hello.
Hello.
I'm for prayer for my son.
Like, can you tell me your name and where you're calling from?
I'm calling from Jacksonville, Florida.
Jacksonville. All right. Jacksonville. And you're Nicole?
Trina.
Say it one more time.
Trina.
Trina. Okay. Calling from Jacksonville. Duval County. What's going on, Trina? What do you want us to pray for?
I'm praying for my son. He's in the Duval County Jail and awaiting trial. His name is Terrence.
Terrence. Well, thank you for calling in, Trina. I just want to pray for all the young men that are incarcerated right now. And thank you for opening this up for us. I appreciate you calling in, okay?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. Father, we close out this prayer. We pray for Sharon and Pine, in Arkansas, in the name of Jesus and her children. God, we pray for Anita. God, for Anita, when her son has no desire to serve God and he's being pulled off and veered off from doing the things of God, we pray for him and we lift up Trina's son, Terrence, that's in Duval County right now, awaiting his court time. God, we pray for all our young men. We plead the blood of Jesus. Oh, hallelujah, Jesus. We plead the blood of Jesus over the highways and the byways. God, we pray for our children. God, we just thank you, God, that you're bringing strength up from the inside of us. And as we touch and agree, we say that our children will live and not die. And I specifically pray for those who are incarcerated, God, especially the young men that they're trying to try as adults. We say it shall not happen, God, in Jesus' name. God, send your anointing to Duval County, God. Put people in place, God, that have a heart, God, that they just don't want to penalize people, but they really want to do rehabilitation, God. We speak rehabilitation, God, and we pray for all of those that are locked up in the midst of COVID and that are facing not just the other things that they face while they're incarcerated, but during this pandemic, God. We pray for the mothers and the fathers and the wives and the husbands that have people locked up, God, in the local jail, in the state facilities, in the federal institutions, God. We just ask you right now to have mercy, God. God, let revival come to our prisons. Let revival come to our jails. Let revival come to our streets. And God, our children are dropping like flies. If it's not one thing, it's another. God, have mercy. God, I thank you that we're under an open heaven. And God, I thank you that we'll stop fighting each other and we'll find a common place, God, to pray, to stand in the gap, and to take our children back, and to take our families back, and to take our homes and our streets back. God, let judgment start at the church. And God, the work you begun in us, bring it to fruition. And God, we bless you, we love you, and we'll be faithful to give you all the honor, the glory, and the praise. And God, as I'm standing in the gap for other people's children, bless Michael. Look out for my daughter, God, and my twins, God, in Jesus' name. And as we go forth this week, God, to bury people so young. God, I ask you to touch the hearts and to fill that empty place that we cannot say words or do things to feel. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Amen. God bless you. I love you with the love of the Lord. See you the next time.
Thank you for tuning in to this week's show. To contact Apostle Kimberly Daniels at Spoken Word Ministries, you can call her at 904-237-9363. Services are Sundays at 12 noon or Wednesdays at 7:30 p.m. Or you can be her friend on Facebook by logging in at State Representative Kimberly Daniels. Don't forget to like and follow. And join us again next Sunday evening at 6 here on Praise 107.9.